Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara, and I guess I can be the first person to wish you a Merry Christmas for all of you listening out there on this bright and early Christmas Eve morning. I guess it could be Merry Christmas Eve, but I think Merry Christmas applies for both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And now that it's a federal holiday, I think it's appropriate that it applies to everything. Well, you know, when I was first asked to come in today and do, you know, talk radio for what I consider the Christmas show, I mean, it's Christmas Eve, I have to admit something. That I am one of those people who, like right now, in this Christmas season, I am not a news junkie. You know, and most of the time I am, like full disclosure, most of the time I am very, very on top of and very interested in what's going on in the world. But I do fall into that category of people who once, you know, once that Christmas music starts playing, it, you know, I kind of fall off the bandwagon for a lot of the news. However, I do still listen to WRD, and that's basically my only outlet. My wife and I, we kind of cut off the news, and we start watching the Christmas movies and doing all the fun stuff with the kids. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to really have to dig into the main stories going on, because otherwise we're basically just going to talk about Christmas stuff all day, which we are not. Although, because it's Christmas, I'm definitely going to be working a lot of Christmas stuff in, because, you know, I can't really help it. Because, you know, when you have little kids, those of you that do or that have had small children, you know that there's really no other holiday that even remotely compares with Christmas. And I happen to have 3 little ones. I have an 8-year-old daughter, a 6-year-old son, and a 2-year-old son. So we are in a high Christmas mode right now. And, you know, I'm sure there's people that are off today that are still a snooze in their beds with visions of sugar plums dancing in their head. But I'm sure there are also some of you out there who are furiously trying to finish your Christmas shopping. And if you're this late in the game, well, God bless you and your efforts if you're attempting to do that right now. But a lot of great news, actually, coming out of Washington. And that's, you know, quite a surprising thing to ever hear. But just the last few days, we are getting a number of unexpected Christmas gifts from the Trump administration. It's really been headline after headline of this, the numbers coming out. One thing that I'm sure many of you saw, they released the GDP numbers, and everybody had, I shouldn't say everyone, but many of the economists and pundits had projected a lot of doom and gloom for the American economy, and saying that it slowed or that it wasn't growing, or some, the worst people predicting that it was even shrinking, which none of that ended up being true. In fact, the numbers that came in, we were an entire percentage point higher than predicted, which is great news for the economy. And Trump's policies, a lot of people had said that the tariffs and all these different things that are going on were actually going to implode the U.S. economy, and that we're going to see the longer that we wait, the more, you know, the indicators are going to dispel how, you know, things are really trending downward. And, you know, we're definitely struggling still on some of the affordability issues. But even there, something we're going to cover in a little bit, the housing shortage may not be as much of a shortage anymore because of new data. And an interesting reason, an interesting thing that is driving that. And you'll have to wait just a few moments. We're going to talk about that in a segment coming up. But for government efficiency, all of you remember DOGE and how big a splash DOGE made when Elon Musk was appointed to come in and look at all the different ways that the government had waste, which, as you can imagine, could have been a years-long task, decades-long task. But Elon Musk jumped into that with a group of a lot of young people. I don't know if you remember a whole host of Gen Zers, actually. And they dug into different areas and implemented or gave a lot of recommendations for different reforms. There was a lot in Washington, a lot of people, a lot of different areas of Washington opposing any of his reforms. And, you know, he ended up getting frustrated with it, but not until after they did get some major accomplishments out of it. But really, there hasn't been much discussion about the effects of what DOGE did. And in fact, some people, even some on the right, have said, oh, well, you know, they made this big to-do about it. Nothing really happened. Nothing really changed. You know, it's, you can't fix Washington. Well, you know, that's probably true. However, we have some new information that has come out specifically about the Social Security Administration pointing to how DOGE affected this entire massive administration. And this broke yesterday. The narrative about DOGE being completely useless and not accomplishing anything really crumbled before the facts. And let's see, the 65% more people were served by the Social Administration in this first year of the Trump administration. 68 million callers were served in fiscal year 2025. And claims, even though people were served much faster, wait times had dropped dramatically. You had this increase in people that were actually talking to a person, which I don't know if you've ever interacted with government or made a phone call to government at, let's be honest, local, state, or federal level. It's an infuriating. Nothing will make you a conservative faster than having to deal with the actual government. But DOGE looked into this, came up with all these different things that the Social Security Administration could work on and implement in order to you know, help make it better, because it had hit all-time highs under the Biden administration. And so they implemented these changes. They specifically by going after a lot of these groups that the federal government was making contracts with, charging millions and I think at one point billions of dollars with some of these groups that were they basically were farming out work, getting consulting from. Deloitte was one of those actors that they had this large contract with. And so they were spending tons and tons of money. And yet those groups, both in the recommendations and the implementations of how they were handling the Social Security Administration, were actually interacting with fewer people, taking fewer calls, serving fewer people while wasting our tax money at the same time. Now, that sounds like the government I know, you know. But DOGE comes in, says cut these contracts. Democrats, certain lawmakers, especially the lobbyists, they're all my favorite, freaking out, saying this is going to destroy the Social Security Administration. We can't follow this. Well, the Trump administration pushed ahead. And then today we have a completely different Social Security Administration. And with claims being driven way down at the same time. So get that. 65% more people were served. Wait times dropped. And yet claims overall were driven down by 35%. So more people's calls getting answered, more claims being dealt with, more people being served, and yet actual number of claims driven down at the same time. So cutting fraud, actually getting good service. I mean, that's a pretty great Christmas present right there. So thank you, Doge. And by the way, let's bring Doge back and let's keep him going. And anybody that's telling you it didn't do anything, they just aren't looking at the facts. Well, this is Adam Morgan and Fraterra on Newstalk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas. Welcome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Well, you just heard the number for the text line. 1-800-905-0989. In a little bit, I told you it's Christmas, so I've got to work in some Christmas trivia, Christmas questions, things like that, since it's on everyone's mind. And one of those that I will be covering in a little bit, the trivia question, I don't want anybody, don't go out and Google these. This is cheating. But I know all of you, I hope all of you, are in the festive mood right now, and many of you have likely already watched a Christmas movie. So what do you think, the trivia question for you is, what do you think is the most viewed and most popular Christmas movie in America? Which movie of all the different Christmas films that you can watch is the most viewed by the American public, and also has been pulled as the most popular, the one that people like the most. And this is, I'm going to be quoting from a specific poll. There's a bunch of different polls that have tested this, but most of them actually come up with the same answer. And I wonder how many of you will be surprised with the answer. But I also want JJ's got a guess. I can't tell you whether you're right or not. So text in, let me know what your guess is, and also let me know what you think the answer should be. What is your best recommendation? There's so many different options out there. I have my ones that I'll be discussing. But before we get there to the fun Christmas stuff, we also need to cover some more, just some of the shocking things coming out of the federal government. And that would be, as always reported, and one of our favorite things that comes out during the holiday season, the Festivus Report, which Senator Rand Paul's been doing for many, many years. And I don't know if you've ever looked at this. It's one of those where we were supposed to be in the Christmas mood, and then you read that and you just you become Scrooge when you see all of the insanely wasteful stuff that the government has been spending our money on. Well, he picked a theme this year, and specifically on animal testing. And he goes through, I mean, it lists a bunch of different stuff, but some of the more shocking things that the federal government, I mean, this is so ironic to me. You know, I'm a very far right conservative, former chair of the Freedom Caucus. If you followed me in politics at all, that's pretty much what I'm known for, as being extremely conservative, extremely far right, as was the district that I represented. So I represented that area very well. I was a product of it. And even me, you know, when it comes to animal testing, some of the things I'm going to talk about are pretty, you know, I'm pretty open to people being able, you know, companies and, you know, in private industry, for people to be able to exercise their rights and do certain things. However, I think, you know, even people that are generally, you know, free market in pretty much every way you can be, recognize that there are definitely places for protecting the environment, definitely places for protecting animals, always, and I don't think anybody that's sane questions protections for humans. Well, these are pretty insane and out of the bounds for, I don't know where, I don't care where you fall on it. This is going to make your blood boil. So $5 million of our taxpayer money was spent to dose puppies with cocaine and meth. And you heard that right. Because my mind, when I hear animal testing, you think of the far left whining about any kind of animal testing at all, like even on mice when they're trying to test and see if there's different, like, cancer things that we might be able to solve, and, you know, that might save tons of lives by, you know, testing things on mice. And that, a lot of people, me included, would look at that and go, okay, you know what? I get that it's sad that, you know, they're doing testing on animals. However, the benefits of saving lives definitely outweighs the cost. Well, this is not mice for one thing. Puppies? And what are you why are you dosing them with cocaine and meth? And this was the NIH. I wonder if anybody's surprised by that. NIH-funded scientists forced beagle puppies to wear a jacket that would dose them regularly with cocaine. And then, oddly enough, because that was going so well, they decided to expand that and also try it out with meth. And not really much explanation for exactly what they were doing there. But, you know, I don't really know that it really matters, because just in and of itself, it's so incredibly bizarre. Let's see. What is... Oh, there, one thing that he pointed out that was quite shocking was the, you know, all the coronavirus bats and the funding that they were spending, you know, for all that, even after all of that insane scandal happened. If you remember the timeline, right when coronavirus hit, you had people like President Trump saying, hey, this is the China virus. And then he got massive pushback saying that was racist. How dare you say it was a China virus? How dare you talk about the country of origin when, you know, that's somehow racist? Typical liberal logic. That's in 2020, 2021. Well, here we are. Let's see. All the way in 2004? They were USAID. You remember when everybody was freaking out about the USAID funding that was cut? They were still funding the Wuhan lab collaborator EcoHealth Alliance, who used $54 million of your tax money for EcoHealth Alliance to do virus hunting, specifically with dangerous animal tests, specifically collecting underground bat coronaviruses, transporting them to labs like the Wuhan Institute of Virology to work on gain-of-function experiments with humanized mice to make these viruses more contagious and deadly to people. Because, you know, why not? Why wouldn't you just play around with that stuff and see what you can do with it? And why wouldn't you continue to fund it all the way until 2004? And then the Democrats freaked out when we cut the funding to USAID. And we're, I mean, still, the Wuhan labs, we were still funding that with your tax dollars. It's amazing. It's amazing and disgusting. Let's see, what else were they doing? Oh, this is an interesting one. They were funding a game show. Or at least, you could call it a game show of sorts. They were funding, what was it, $14.6 million of your tax dollars. Were experimenting on monkeys to play a version, a variation of the game Price is Right. Specifically, more like Plinko, if you know what that is, where they would take these monkeys, they would screw their heads to head posts so that the monkey's skulls would have to stare forward at this game, and they would drop these balls into buckets. And they would have to, you know, hit and react to what was happening and try to trigger it and guess where it was going to fall. And evidently, according to this report, what did that accomplish? That $14 million of your taxpayer money that was screwing monkeys' heads, skulls to a board to make them stare and press buttons while they play Plinko. Evidently, the testing revealed that monkeys are pretty good at Plinko. And I kid you not. That is what happened. They also continued funding money for dolphins and sea lions to detect, I guess it's underwater mines and things like that, even after our own government said that they didn't need that anymore because they had drones to do that, so they didn't need to do it anymore. But yeah, they continued to fund, I think it was $13 million of money to do that, even though they said that we didn't need it. And it goes on and on and on. So, yeah. Merry Christmas to everyone except for the people funding that junk in the federal government. And when we come back, the answer to our Christmas poll. What is the most popular and widely viewed Christmas movie? Send in your answers now. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Savations on News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back and Merry Christmas. Again, want to be, if you're just turning on your radio, if you're just waking up, whatever you're doing, want to be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve, but we should definitely be saying Merry Christmas today and all day tomorrow and really through the whole week. I don't know if you've seen those memes on social media about the week after Christmas, and they say that you're unsure of what day it is, you're tired, and you're full of cheese. Is the joke about it. And I wonder if that's true for any of you out there, if that's your experience for that week after Christmas, the 26th through the really the first, who knows what day it is, but we are still in high holiday mode. And we struck a nerve. There are a lot of opinions about what Christmas movie should be the most seen, should be the most popular. And I liked one person's answer. They said what they thought. And then they said, it was Charlie Brown. They said, Charlie Brown Christmas should be number one, regardless what your poll says. Well, it's not my poll. It's the YouGov poll that they conduct. I guess they do this every year. And they have released for 2025, which Christmas movies, holiday films, Americans have first, which ones they have seen the most, and then which ones they rate the most highly, which ones they actually like. And I asked the last segment for you to text in what you thought should be the best and which one you guessed would be the most viewed. And if you want to throw your two bits in, the text line is 1-800-905-0989. What is the best Christmas movie according to Americans polled, and which one is the most seen? And I think I already gave it away in the last segment that this film is one and the same. And I will admit, I'm giving a hint before I even say it, but I was surprised. I was surprised by this. And actually, I don't agree with this poll. So this texture that was upset, really preemptively upset, because I don't even know if Charlie Brown is in the top spot or not, but regardless of what the poll might say, but that is the Common Sense Retirement text line, 1-800-905-0989. Send in your guesses. We have a lot of guesses. Some The Grinch with Jim Carrey. It is a classic. And, I mean, it's unhinged and eminently quotable. But the original Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, that's the one my kids really like that one. They watch it and then they quote it and they like to actually act out all the characters. So, yeah, that's definitely a classic. By the way, that Grinch came out in the 60s, which I did not realize that. Let's see. It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas Vacation. Somebody said Christmas Vacation, should be It's a Wonderful Life. Excluding Die Hard. What? I'd say it's a Christmas. Oh, excluding Die Hard, I'd say it's a Christmas movie. Ah, Die Hard, is that a Christmas movie? Yeah, I've never even seen that movie. Everybody always talks about it and argues whether or not it's a Christmas movie. No clue, no idea. The Muppets Christmas Carol, yes. Let's see, this one says It's a Wonderful Life is my guess. As for me in my house, it's The Muppet Christmas Carol. My wife's family, they grew up watching The Muppet Christmas Carol every year. I had seen it, but it wasn't like a tradition. And so now, because it was their tradition, we, of course, watch it with the kids, and they get a big kick out of that one. So, those are there's more. All right, more It's a Wonderful Life. Lots of It's a Wonderful Life guesses. So, the movie, the film, the Christmas film that most Americans have seen is Home Alone. That's the top film, Christmas film that Americans see. Now, don't get angry with me here. But when I saw that, I was like, is Home Alone a Christmas film? And I know some of you might have strong, I mean, evidently, because that was a lot of text messages, have strong opinions. I know it happens at Christmas, but just because it happens at Christmas time, does that make it a Christmas movie? I feel like there should be some kind of message or something that makes it a Christmas film for it to really be an enduring classic. And I just don't think Home Alone should be up there. Because not only is it the most viewed Christmas film, it is also the film that ranks as the most loved. The film that the Christmas film that Americans like the most is Home Alone. And I just really, really find that shocking. I'm like, who did they pull? Because they didn't pull me. And they definitely didn't pull this texture that said it should be Charlie Brown. I don't care what your poll says. But number one, Home Alone, with 89% of Americans have watched Home Alone. 89%. I mean, 89% of Americans doing anything is an impressive number, but that's the number. 89% have seen Home Alone. The number two spot, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. 84% of Americans have watched that, which that's one that as a kid, boo. Literally, somebody texts boo when I say Home Alone. Honestly, I kind of feel you. I have some friends that they love Home. For them, it's not Christmas until they watch Home Alone. They gather as a family, and I'm like, really? Of all Christmas movies? All right. I don't want my kids to see Home Alone because the kid's such a brat in it. I don't know if you've seen it. Now I'm really stepping on some toes here because I know evidently it's a beloved Christmas film. But the kid is such a brat, and I think he tells his mom he hates her or something. I watched this more recently. We were like, oh, maybe we'll introduce this to our kids. I told you our kids are little. And so my wife and I watched it, I think it was maybe like two Christmases ago or something. We watched it, and we were both like, wait till the kids get older. They don't need that extra help in acting like that. But Home Alone is number one. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, number two. Number three, A Charlie Brown Christmas. So there you go, the person who really felt strongly about that. 82% of Americans have seen The Charlie Brown Christmas. And by the way, Charlie Brown Christmas takes the number two spot in the most beloved Christmas movies. So that one, I feel like that probably earns that. Though, you know, I never liked, is it Lucy? What's the dark haired? Is that right? I'm blanking. Anyway, it came out before my time, but I have seen it. Yeah, I never liked her. She's annoying. All right, so Home Alone, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Charlie Brown Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, then comes The Grinch, A Christmas Carol, Elf, The Santa Claus, Die Hard is the next. What? It's a Wonderful Life makes an appearance, Miracle on 34th Street, and on and on. And then back to the most beloved, Home Alone, Charlie Brown Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, White Christmas on the most beloved, even though not that many people have seen it. Die Hard shows up next, which is whatever. Christmas Vacation, Miracle on 34th Street, Polar Express. Anyway, those are on the list. And Muppet Christmas Carol is on the list, but it's way down. So those of you that keep mentioning that one, it is a classic. So, my next bit of trivia for those history lovers is what famous American Revolutionary War battle happened at Christmas time. Really, it was a turning point of the Revolution, turning point of George Washington's career. May not have been president if this didn't happen. So, got to figure out what that is. Put it in your mind what your guesses are. We'll be right back. This is News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolina. Welcome back, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. And I know many of you are rushing around, likely getting ready for the high holiday. Some of you were texting, like as I mentioned, as soon as I mentioned favorite movies, that was sure to, get some excited, bring out strong opinions, and even step on some toes. Some people being shocked about certain movies being excluded or being lower on the list. As I mentioned, I think It's a Wonderful Life actually had the most, is that accurate? The largest number of people guessing that it was in the top group. You know, that movie specifically has an interesting history. It was actually considered a box office flop when it first came out. And actually, I was on social media last night looking at some of the, related to the polling of which holiday films are considered classics. And this video came across my screen that said that old movies have the best Christmas vibes. And I'm already like, yeah, I'm mentally assenting. This is true. Yes. And then to my shock, disgust, and dismay, I see on my screen The Grinch with Jim Carrey, Home Alone, and it's scrolling through these movies, these old movies that have the best vibes. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Those are not old movies. Those, I'm pretty sure The Grinch came out when I was in the Real People version came out when I was in like late elementary school. Like that is not an old movie. An old movie to me, an old Christmas movie is It's a Wonderful Life or Christmas in Connecticut. You know, something like that. It's probably black and white. That is an old movie. So how dare you, Gen Zer, make a video that implies that that those are considered old movies. They do have the best vibes, though. Interesting fact, there's not really been a, you know, every generation or every couple years you have these standout Christmas movies specifically that become favorites. And there really hasn't been a strong one, or at least the argument was that there hasn't been a strong one in a while. Somebody had mentioned the David movie and asking how that was going, if I had heard that it was breaking records or something like that. And so I was looking up to check and see since it was mentioned to me. And that is a movie that just recently came out. It's about David. It's not Christmassy, but it is about David. And a lot of surprise in Hollywood right now that this movie that is completely focused, animated. It's I guess for kids, you could say. It's animated. I assume it's for kids. It had a $22 million debut opening weekend. It is a movie, a biblical theme. It follows the story of David, and it beat out pretty much every other movie. For the weekend. So that is I didn't know that. So thank you for setting that in. That is surprising. And yes, it gets a good question. Will this make Hollywood producers and people in entertainment realize that people want more Christian content? And that's always the question that comes up when these movies come out. They pretty much always do well. And so why is it that you don't see more? You know what? Another one, both apart from biblical ones, which is true. They generally outperform everything else. But even movies like, what was that big couple summers ago, the big patriotic, Top Gun. I blew everything out. It was like the top movie of the year and you know, beating all these records. And it was overtly patriotic, feel-good movie. And you would think that if money's driving Hollywood, which, right, you would think it would be, that they would take a cue and put more movies out there. But most of it's just the junk that we see. But anyway, yeah, that, once again, lots of comments. I definitely stepped on some toes with the Home Alone comment. There's people explaining to me that Home Alone is actually a Christian movie or with Christian themes. I can see that definitely. I remember the scene where he goes to church. So I get you. And I guess it was my comment about I expect Christmas movies to have a point. And maybe Home Alone didn't quite live up to the hype. But it's a Wonderful Life to me. There's ones like that that are just stronger themed. Really any adaptation of the Christmas Carol, which, you know, the reason it's this enduring story that is adapted over and over, maybe too much. Over and over again, but you know, there's a reason they're loved. Well, one thing I wanted to play for you, since I've been talking about Christmas a lot, and we should cover some news, even though it is Christmas, and who cares about the news right now, and rightfully so. But there are still things going on in our world, and this is just something funny that I think all of you will get a kick out of. 60 Minutes had this segment that was pulled. I'm sure some of you heard about it. It was supposed to cover the inside of this prison that we've been sending some of our worst of the worst to, illegal aliens that are found in the U.S. 60 Minutes runs this segment, and I'm not going to play the whole segment for you. I'm just going to play one little snippet of it because I think it's the funniest part. So they had planned to run this. It's very biased. It's the reporting is ludicrous, and that's why it got pulled. CBS, I think it was Barry Weiss, had pulled this and specifically stated in a memo that they needed to offer opposing sides. They need to bring in people from the Trump administration to explain their side of why they're supporting to send these people here. And they're pretty much arguing that the conditions are rough in these prisons, which I'm sure they are. But also, I don't know where you fall on that that issue. But I would argue that oftentimes in the U.S., the conditions are much too cushy, especially for the crimes that are often committed. And there are problems in the prison system, not denigrating that or saying that there aren't, but here's the clip from from CBS. Funniest part of the clip.
Rapid deportations have been a key part of the Trump administration's immigration overhaul. The administration considers anyone who crosses the border illegally to be a criminal.
The administration considers anyone who crosses the border illegally to be a criminal. Shocking reporting, CBS. You're really on it. Yeah, and then that's worthy of a headline right there. People crossing illegally, criminals. Ah. Well, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back and give you the answer to that. What famous revolutionary battle happened on Christmas, the turning point of the war, turning point of Washington's career? When we come back, News Talk 989 WRD, Voice of the Carolina.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.